This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. U.S. Senator John Bozeman is supporting efforts to eliminate separating families detained at the border. The Arkansas congressman released an official statement after President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday to end the practice of separating migrant families who try to enter the country illegally. In the statement, Bozeman says the country's immigration system is broken and in need of repair. While Bozeman appreciates the president's push for a strict adherence to immigration laws, he disagrees with the decision to separate families detained after attempting to cross the border illegally. Bozeman has joined with a number of his colleagues to help introduce legislation to keep families together at residential centers pending the outcome of their immigration proceedings. Following President Donald Trump's announcement Monday of new tariffs on $200 billion of goods imported from China, that country responded with its own 25% tariffs on $50 billion of American goods, including soybeans. Arkansas ranks 11th in the country among soybean-producing states and exports 40% of all soybeans grown in the state to China. Now, Arkansas growers and agriculture officials face another obstacle on top of disease, insects, and reduced rainfall totals. Jeremy Ross is a soybean agronomist with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture and says growers have had to deal with reduced profits before the threat of trade tariffs.
Probably the biggest concern is the cost of production. Farmers always are trying to find ways to cut corners and maybe eliminate some things and try to increase that profit margin as much as possible because, you know, with production costs the way they are today, plus with commodity prices, the profit margins are pretty slim.
Ross says a push toward automation and greater efficiency is needed as the farm labor force dwindles. Beverly Keener has established a $1 million endowment to support child maltreatment prevention and education through the David M. Clark Center for Safe and Healthy Children at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Beverly has served as a volunteer for Arkansas Children's since 1999. In 2017, the Arkansas Department of Human Services reported more than 9,300 substantiated cases of child abuse in the state of Arkansas. The city of Fayetteville is seeking public input regarding the 2018 annual action plan. The document details how the city plans to address and fund identified needs for low to moderate income residents through the Community Development Block Grant Program. A draft of the action plan can be downloaded at the city's website, fayetteville-ar.gov, or you can pick up a printed copy of the plan from the community resources or city clerk's offices. Comments must be submitted by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Three special public land elk hunting permits will be available to register for on-site at the Buffalo River Elk Festival this weekend. One on-site permit is for either a bull or cow elk, and the other two are for antlerless elk only. While thousands of applicants apply for the main public land permits, only a few hundred have their names in the hat for the on-site tags. People can register for the on-site permits from 1 to 4 p.m. tomorrow and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Newton County Senior Center. The regular permits are drawn from noon to 4 p.m. Saturday, and the on-site permits will be drawn at 5 o'clock. The Arkansas Razorbacks are headed to the College World Series semifinals. Sophomore Dominic Fletcher became the first player with four hits and four RBI in a College World Series game yesterday as he paced the fifth-seeded Razorbacks to a 7-4 win over 9-seed Texas Tech. Arkansas will next play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of the elimination game between Florida and Texas Tech. With the win, Arkansas improves to 46-19 this season, their most wins since 2012, the same year they last reached the College World Series semifinals.